This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. 2017 has been a good year for jobs. On average, employers added 170,000 jobs a month. The unemployment rate is at a 17-year low, 4.1%, which puts the economy at or pretty close to what's considered full employment. In most places, it's easy to find a job and hard to find workers to hire if you're an employer. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what that means for wages, inflation, and the incoming Fed chair.
Over the past year, unemployment's fallen by 0.5% to just above 4%. According to Orthodox Economics, that means we're hovering around full employment now. Basically, the model says if unemployment falls lower, employers will be so desperate for workers they'll have to jack up wages rapidly to get them and raise their prices to pay for it, and inflation will rise out of control. But, says market strategist Brian Railing at Wells Fargo,
wages have held fairly stagnant. We haven't really seen that pop that you would expect when unemployment is at such low levels.
And that means we're probably not at full employment, at least not yet, says economist Michael Strain at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute.
There are still a lot of people not officially in the labor market because they've given up searching for work, but employers think they might come back. Those individuals are holding down wage growth.
Labor economist Jesse Rothstein at UC Berkeley says employers still have a fair amount of leverage over workers to keep wages in check.
You're continually hearing stories of employers who say there's a real problem, there are labor shortages, and you ask them, have you tried offering a higher wage? And they haven't.
Average hourly earnings increased 2.5% in the past year. That's an improvement from 5 years ago when annual raises were below 2%. But wages still aren't growing much faster than consumer prices. And Brian Railing says for the Fed, that means inflation.
It is a potential risk, of course, something to watch for.
Railing says markets currently expect the Fed under incoming chair Jerome Powell to raise interest rates 3 times next year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.